You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's your host, Katie Zaccardi, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. On today's episode, I am airing an IGTV, or an IG Live that turned into an IGTV, from my Instagram, where I am talking all about how to make recurring income in your music career and in your business, and how to make sure that when you are launching a new offer, you are structuring your launches and implementing a strategy that serves you to be able to capitalize on recurring income. So it's a quick listen, but it's going to be really valuable. So listen up, take notes, and as always, screenshot this episode, share it on your stories, and tag me at Katie Zaccardi with any takeaways that you had. I'd love to hear from you, and let's go ahead and dive into the episode. So today we're going to talk about how to make sure that you are actually making recurring income with your offers and with your launches. So let's talk about one of the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to launching in the first place. That mistake is constantly launching in order to get money in the door, in order to really like make ends meet. And the reason that they are constantly launching is because they're not actually getting results. So you might feel right now like you're in a cycle of coming up with an idea, putting the idea out there, and then not getting the results. So going back to the drawing board, putting out another idea, getting it out there, not getting the results, coming back to the drawing board. And that's a problem, right? We don't want you in a place where you're constantly launching or even back-to-back launching because each launch doesn't bring in enough income for you to actually make money. We don't want that. We want you to be making enough money from launches that you can sustain yourself and that you're able to take breaks in between and you're able to really focus and decide and think about what you want to do next. So it is a problem if you're not getting the results from your launch that you want, point blank. And it's not about hitting your goal like head on. You know, maybe you have a goal to make $10,000 and you make eight or even seven, right? But if that's going to be able to help you fill your bank account, that's good enough, right? So it's not about like reaching all of your goals necessarily, because sometimes you might fall short of your launch goals. It's really just about bringing in the money that you need and in the way you need to be able to sustain your business and your career. So here's the things that we can do to make sure that you are able to achieve that. The first thing, what it really comes down to, is taking the time necessary to launch your offer. Now, within this, there's several steps that we want to consider. So the first thing is taking the time necessary before you launch to validate your offer. Now, this is a crucial step that is often missed because a lot of people don't want to do it. Like point blank, they think it's a waste of time. They, want to rush their launch out there because they think that the faster they launch, the faster they'll get money, and they need money right now. And really, that is the biggest mistake and the thing that affects most people. It's this belief that, you know, if you can get your thing out there faster, then that is the better option to take, the better road to take, because then you'll get money faster. When in reality, the truth is that if you can take more time to plan your launch, to validate your offer, and to make sure that you are putting something out there that people want, charging your worth, and having enough time to really promote it and get it in front of the right people and in the right people's hands, then you'll be able to make more money, way more money than you would if you just rushed it out there. So if that's you, I want you to reconsider how you're launching a little bit and acknowledge that you can get better results by actually just taking a little bit more time to plan, which I know can seem frustrating, especially if you're feeling like I need money right now. However, in the long run, it is really important that you're taking the time to do it. So even if that means that, let's say you already work one-on-one with people and you need to maybe focus on getting one one-on-one client first before you launch your course or your group program so that you have more money in the bank, do that. Or if you need to, you know, save up from your full-time job or your part-time job before you launch, do that. You need to take the time, or you need to make sure that you're taken care of so that you have some time to be able to really spend on this launch. Or just know that like, 2 more weeks or 3 or 4 more weeks of planning out your launch is going to get you better results. So if you can pace yourself, you know, budget and whatnot to be able to get there, it's going to be well worth it. Anyway, let's get back to the point and what to do. So, first thing, again, taking more time to plan out your launch, and with that, having the time to plan out and validate your offer. So this includes talking to your audience and making sure that you have checked with them, you've talked with them, you've gotten the inside scoop as to what they're struggling with, what's gonna help, what they need, what they think, all those things, so that you know your offer is something that they actually will want, need, and will buy and will opt into. So validating your offer is a crucial, crucial misstep that a lot of people make when launching that can dramatically affect and increase the amount of sales that you make once you actually put your offer out there, because the marketing and the offer itself are going to be so much clearer, more specific, and so much more tailored to your ideal client, which is going to attract them in. Now, the next thing that we want to make sure that we do is examine, like, what are your goals and intentions? How much money do you want to bring in? At what point in your business are you at right now? And what is it that you're looking to do? So for instance, let's say that you're in a cycle of launching, but you never really bring in enough and everyone's sort of like paying in full. So you get one client this month, or you get one gig this month, and then you get another gig the next month, and you have to just like keep launching or keep promoting because there's no recurring income. Well, in order to get recurring income, there's a couple ways that we can do this. The first thing is by implementing a recurring payment plan and really focusing on that. So a recurring payment plan is basically allowing people to pay each month as opposed to paying in full. So in your business, if you want an influx of cash, then you might focus on incentivizing the pay in full option. If you want to make sure that you're setting yourself up for recurring income so you don't have to launch as much, then you might focus on incentivizing the payment plan option. So whether you have one-on-ones, whether you have a group program, a course, a membership, it doesn't matter. You get to decide which payment option you want to go with and which you want to incentivize. Now, for each of those different kinds of offers, you can have both. Like, even for a membership, you can have a pay in full for the year option. For one-on-ones, you can have pay in fulls, you can have payment plans, right? So you first, in creating your offer, are going to decide what those packages look like, of course. But then when you're pitching it and when you're promoting it in your launch, it's actually up to you to decide how you really want it to go. And you can't always predict what people are going to do, but you can put more of an incentive on the option that you want people to take. So for instance, if you want a quick influx of cash and you just want some cash flow, so you want people to pay in full now, this month, etc., then you can incentivize people paying in full by giving them a discount or by giving them a bonus, etc. You can lead with that option, right? If you want people to pay each month, then you can lead with the payment plan and maybe not even pitch the pay in full. You just lead with the month-to-month option. And then if people ask about paying in full, you can always let them know that option, which, by the way, they can cost the same. Like, if you're trying to incentivize people to pay each month, you don't have to discount the pay in full, because then that might incentivize them to do that. But you can let them know what the other options are, but you can lead with and mostly talk about and frame your offer around the monthly payments. So these things, planning in advance, making sure that you are planning in advance and you are validating your offer and you are taking enough time to actually launch and promote your offer in a way that effectively gets to your ideal audience, resonates with them, and allows them to opt in, is going to be really important for the success of your launch. And then when it comes to actually making recurring income in your business, we want to consider what those goals are and which payment we want to incentivize. Now, you might also consider your offer here as well. Like, if you're trying to make more recurring income, depending on exactly where your business is at, you might consider doing an offer like a membership or even a group coaching program, which will allow for more recurring payments. Like, obviously with the membership, you're going to have people paying month to month. Or with a group program, again, you could have it be 6 months and they're paying each month. Whereas with a course or something, most likely people there might pay in full or might pay month to month, but only for a certain amount of months, and then it ends. So If you're wondering what type of offer to add to your business and what makes the most sense, then I highly recommend you head to katiezaccardi.com/quiz because that quiz will help you determine just that. But if you're looking to make more recurring income in your business, it can be done with multiple offers or with, you know, any different type of offer. But you'll probably also want to consider like what makes the most sense for your business and your money goals and your recurring income goals. Because cash flow is great and influxes of cash are great, but recurring income is great too. And it just depends on what you want. So we're going to keep this short and sweet today, but just to sum it up, if you're not bringing money in the door from your launches and you feel like you're having to constantly launch to make ends meet because you either get like a small or a quick hit of cash, but then it kind of, you know, there's no recurring. So each month you have to come up with something new, or you just feel like, you know, every time you launch an idea, it doesn't do well. So you try something else. Make sure that you are following a strong launch system. This is what we teach inside About to Launch that allows you to really flesh out that offer, validate that offer, take your time to warm up your audience and promote your offer so that you can get the most launch results, because a well planned out and executed launch will get you better results than a rushed launch will, because during a rushed launch, your audience is not warmed up. You're probably not going to be as confident as you would be. And if you're not getting the results, it's because you need more time for both of those things. So I hope this was helpful. Let me know what your goals are with your launches and where you're at right now, if you're seeing the results that you want. And I will talk to you all next week.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild Podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.